Good morning. Just want to say thanks, Manny, and the praise team for leading us this morning in worship, and just thank you for all coming out. They're my first sermon. I am a little nervous. A father and his daughter he was putting her to bed, and he's going through the nightly prayers, and he asked her, "What would you like to pray about?" And she said, "Onions." So that night they prayed about onions. The next morning, his father asked his daughter, "Why did you want to pray about onions?" And she said, "Well, you told us to pray about stuff that we didn't like." But today I want to talk about this one question that kind of got placed on my heart a few weeks ago as I was reading Leviticus, is how serious in our own individual lives, how important is our relationship with Christ, with God? And I want to look at the Israelites and when they were freed from the Egyptians and from slavery and persecution as they went through that long trip through the wilderness. God commanded them to have different kinds of offerings. They had like burnt offering, grain offering, sin offering, guilt offering, and stuff like that. Just to give you an example of one of these offerings, they had to take an unblemished ox, ram, goat, bird, anything that they could afford. They had a certain procedure on how to bring that to Christ and make it holy and sacrifice to them so they would have a right relationship with Christ. Now, to me, that sounds like a lot of effort. You got to raise the cattle after a year. That's a year's worth of work you have put into something. Not only that, you have to take it, you have to kill it, and you have to take its blood, sprinkle it on the altar, take its insides, burn it, cut the meat into pieces, and burn that too. That just seems like a lot of work. And not only that, it's different for each animal you bring. Like I said, that's a lot of work. Now, when we look at today's life, that's the way God wanted it to be. Now, in our own individual lives, things have changed. Our jobs are a little bit different from that today. I want y'all to think about how serious it is for you to live your life moment by moment for Christ. How serious is that for you? They had strict procedures on how to honor Christ, His way, the way He wanted it. And it wasn't only for us, but it was so He could be with us, because He walked among the Israelites as they traveled through the wilderness. And so in order for Him to do that, they had to make themselves holy, and this is the way they did that. And they took it very serious. For example, Aaron had two sons. They were priests within the tent of the meeting, wherever they did the sacrifices and such. He had two sons. They felt to take upon themselves to make an unauthorized sacrifice to the Lord. Well, that didn't turn out so well. Apparently, God got really mad, and fire came down and killed them right there. And that seems pretty harsh, but if you take it into context, God is the source of all our power. If we believe in Him and we trust in the Holy Spirit, God is our power. Just like Butler, this is the electric city. Power plant, that's our power for this town. If we don't follow the correct procedures, if we don't do the right thing, if we don't trust in the people that know what they're doing, if we go to the power plant and start messing around, we're going to get killed. I would get killed because I have no idea what to do in a power plant. So if the Lord is the source of our power, we just need to be very careful and be very serious about our relationship with Him. On the second note, we come to this place and we worship God and we want to be with Him. We want Him to come into this place to be with us. We want that. We urge for that. We yearn for that love and peace that He brings to us. But I want you to think about this, just like Aaron's sons, of how many times do we come and try to worship Him in our own self, try to be whatever we want to be to please Him, and how when we come here to pray, or even in our everyday lives, whenever, Lord, be with us, come be with us, come into this house, what if He showed up? What if He did come? How many of us would be okay? How many of us would be safe? Or how many of us would be like Aaron's sons and be consumed by fire because our relationship was not right with God at that time? Because our lives are offerings to him. We don't have to do those sacrifices anymore. We are the sacrifice. Jesus was the first unblemished sacrifice that he gave to all of us. But we, our lives are sacrifices. We are offerings to him. Will our offerings be a smelling, pleasing aroma to him? Or, like I said, will we just be consumed by fire like Aaron's sons? And my grandfather used to say, because he actually did work for the electric company, and he said it was always the ones who felt too comfortable at their job would be the ones that made the mistakes. And that kind of was fitting to the message today, was if we get comfortable within the Lord, if we feel like, oh, no, I am where I need to be, I'm set. I don't need to do anything else. I know what I'm doing. I'm good. That seems to be the part where we end up making the worst mistake. That's when we start getting complacent, thinking we know everything, and then that's when we make our mistake. And we actually fall short and do hurtful, dangerous things in the name of the Lord, which is not what he wants. So as we go through this week, go to the work, just take your work and your life and your relationship with him seriously. Make it important in your everyday lives. The Israelites, they lived every day depending on him. They were in the wilderness. They had no homes. They stopped and went as the Lord said. They ate whatever the Lord provided them for many, many years, and they were okay. They were not comfortable whatsoever. And yes, they did complain, and that's a whole nother story. But they lived their lives completely dependent on the Lord. And he showed them miraculous things, and his power was very, very great. And all I'm asking, I guess, today to get the point across was be very, very careful of that power and be very serious about it. For when we pray and ask for him, he might just come. And when he does, are we going to be ready? Will we be fitting? Will we be pleasing to him? And that's something each and every one of us has to ask ourselves every day and every moment of our lives. The final point I want to make is I want to tell you how important God values this relationship. And the first, most known reason is that his son, Jesus Christ, came to die for us. I don't know how many of you have kids here. I found I'm having a son. Thank you. It would be very hard for me to be, okay, here's my son. He's going to live completely uncomfortable, and he's going to be a complete servant, and then he's going to die. He's going to get basically crucified and beaten. That would be very hard for me to swallow. People who have kids, if you just think about that, that's a very hard pill to swallow. And he did that because of you. And for him, he wants to be with you every day. He wants more than anything just to be with you. And a lot of us just turn away from that because it's too hard, or it's not in my life, or it's too complicated for whatever reason, but it's not the case. He just wants to be with you. He went so far as to send his only son to die for you. And the last scripture I want to just bring up would be in Romans 8. Paul writes in his letter is that I am completely convinced that no power on earth, neither life nor death, nor tall or depths, no angel or demon, for those who believe in God and love him, his love will never be separated from you. And to me, that's something I would always love to have, is to know that no matter what I do, as long as I truly believe in him, he will never, ever leave me. And he will separate heaven and earth just to come for one person, just for me. He would do that. And that kind of power is, I'm glad I have it on my side. I'm glad I'm important to him enough for him to do all that for me. And I thank him every day for it and all he's given me. And like I say it one more time, and I guess we'll be done with the services. Just go through the week and just hold it very serious, because he holds that relationship very serious to you. He values you so much more than you may believe. And just hold that, that's important. And just hold on to that. And believe in that no matter what anyone else says. And just thank you for coming out. And I appreciate this opportunity for me to give my first sermon. And thank you for listening.